If I may ask you, how many of you really like today's Matthew reading? And how many times do you hear or read Jesus saying in such a very strong tone? Not that many times. Bible is such an interesting and mysterious book. This is full of stories. Our sheriff shared his story. We all have stories. Chinese character write about human in literal translation, that means in between human. That's the letter for human. Meaning that to be a human, you're born between two human. That itself is a story. We're born into an existing stories, and we are moved, shaped by stories, and soon we are telling our stories. Isn't it in a way true that our life is all about telling and hearing stories? The Bible is full of stories. And some of those stories are very powerful. And it makes almost everlasting impact in humanity. You know, every male has this, right? What's the name of this? Do you know why we call it Adam's apple?
Because he ate the first one.
It's not exactly by biblical. It's applied to the biblical story. That story tells Adam was caught by God when he was just about swallowing the first bite of the fruit. He got caught. We have the mark of betrayal. Think about it, really. And how many Christian ladies love snakes? Even thinking about snakes. I mean, there is a natural way that some people don't like snakes, regardless of any stories told to them. But in my house, very funny thing, Joanne loves snakes. Hee-jung hates them. Actually, more like totally afraid of them. She, Joanne, our daughter, you know, when we went to the zoo, San Francisco Zoo, and we visited the children's zoo, and there was a lady holding this big, huge yellow snake. We're kind of passing by, and we heard Joanne say, "Mommy," and we looked back, and she was hanging her big snow on her neck and say, "Mommy." And that really scared, yes, my wife. Why Christians don't like snakes? Some culture worships snakes. They love snakes. In Egyptian, Pharaoh has the snake. And you know the medical symbols also, those two snakes, meaning eternal life. Some culture praises snakes as the symbol of eternity, eternal life, or even wisdom. But Christian culture, they are bad. Why? Well, that story. Now, even in the Christian world, I believe I heard something called the rule of the thumb that was quite popular in Christian countries. Right? And that biblical base also is somewhat that story. You know, the woman was tricked by the snake. So you're guilty. A man's innocent. Is that something that really God would want us to understand based on this story? These stories were written, we don't know when. Yet, we know how powerful they are to us. We see influences from this story all over our culture. Movies, TV shows, art and stories, novels, churches, everywhere. There are a few ways to understand the Bible, historically, first one they call, people call biblical literalism. And these people sometimes are quite troublesome, even to themselves. Why? For them, Bible is literally true, meaning everything that's written in the Bible happened exactly the way it is written, and therefore it should be believed. And yet, the church I grew up with, Korean Presbyterian Church in South Korea, they believed biblical literalism. So I was 15, some of you know the story. I was sitting in this council, youth pastor, youth presby, head presby, and another council, five very serious men surrounding me, and I was confronted as a person, actually I was only 15 or 16, denying the authority of God, Bible and the divine presence in the Bible, in a way. Because I was saying that I can't believe this part. And more likely, I mean, it's a long story, but at the end, I remember saying that, you know what, if God will really hate people simply because they don't know God and willing to put them into hell, I'm not sure I want to really join God in heaven. And in conclusion, I told them that I will join my ancestors who are all non-Christians, my grandparents who are in shamanistic belief, my best friend who is Buddhist, my father who was Eastern philosopher, who are all damned to hell, according to that understanding. And I told the pastor that, you know, I really want to go to heaven. It sounds like a good place. But if that's the truth, that they're all going to hell, and heaven is filled with these Western people I have never met, what's my reason to go to heaven? I'd rather to go to hell and join my family. And that was very bad. And in that applied understanding, one thing I learned is that this snake was understood as Satan and transformed into snake's form. I told them, that's not literalism. It says in the Bible, snake is one of the wild animals God created. And the pastor was saying, no, that's not how you understand. Snake is Satan disguising. It's called literalism / allegorical application when it's convenient for you. That's how it is. So if you're stuck with a certain story, certain description, you just apply allegorical interpretation. Otherwise, you apply literal interpretation. And that was very troublesome for me. Because it hurts the integrity of God and of this book and of the church that I was worshiping God. And anything that does not hold into integrity, I have to question about its purpose. That why do we worship God? So this story is my favorite story. I can stand here tell you all day about every single bit of it, which is not my intention. But one thing I'd like to share with you. When you're reading these stories, what's more important to you? To really understand what exactly is written in there, or why it's there. And more importantly, how would you like to apply it? And behind that, what do you think God really wants for us? In a very nutshell, do you think God wants to criticize each other, condemn each other, make these classes, females are damned because of this, or male are damned because of that, or blacks are damned to be slaves because of what the Bible says? Is that what God really wants? God, who's supposed to be love itself, good itself, Or do we really need to apply, understand this in the basis that God is love? And God wants to teach us a way to love one another. And also, not about damning, but about kind of restoring the severed relationship. This story has a lot, and a lot of negative things in there too. And I can really talk a lot about it, but in the essence, in the real essence, knowledge, pursuing knowledge, talking about what is right, who should be right, because of something you know, always causes problem. But if you go into loving each other, why? Because there's love in you and there's love in that person. And when that meets each other, there's a presence of God and there is heaven happening. And as I was encouraging you, let us greet each other and God who is present amongst us. Each one of us carries a peace that we may call it God peace in you. And when we love each other, interact with each other, relate to each other in love and good and kindness, that becomes bigger and bigger. And yet, that's very hard. And I have heard, I'm kind to him, he's not. If I give it to him, what about he take advantage of it? What about this? What about that? What about I don't receive anything back? So, Holy Week is coming. And Jesus set us really huge and very high standard about love. I'm pretty sure we cannot really reach that high, but I believe it's very helpful to reflect upon it. And whenever you come to this book, or when you're listening to each other's story, to me, what's most important is not about what's in the story, but why that story is told. And how I would understand to love and make relation to this person. Again, not about to criticize and judge the person. Then it goes way another way. So if your basis is, how am I going to understand you? And I believe your intention is good. That will take whole another way of approach and understanding and relationship versus we're all caught up in what? You said this, it should mean that, it should mean this. Therefore, you mean this. And the person standing there saying, no, I didn't mean that. It happens in our life. But may God bless you with love in your heart, with understanding that will bring the love into light in your life. Amen. Amen.